Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for
Jahi and Jasari's Law. And our show today is all about love. I want to first take a moment to thank our listening audience, the thousands of people who have been plugging into this platform created by my darling husband, Sitawi Jahi. And that is the home-based one-on-one platform in which we share so much information. It's all about sharing information, specifically about our home-based business or having a home-based business. And ours, of course, is in travel. But then we also like to feature other people as far as their businesses are concerned also. Some of you have been listening in on Monday nights. We have Monday afternoons at 3. We have Ms. Victoria Falk. On Mondays, we have Sitawi Jahi. On Sundays at 9 a.m. And Victoria Falk and myself on Thursdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And again, here on Friday afternoons, the Dog Discards Love Show is all about love. It couldn't have been said any better than Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach when they created a song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. Well, I want to do my prayer with you today in honoring my ancestors, honoring Father, Mother, God, and being so thankful for my parents and my creation, all of creation. So I want to start with this prayer before I introduce to you my special guest today. Divine Father, Mother, God, I praise your name and honor your presence in this time and place. I give thanks for the air that I breathe. I give thanks for the womb in which my life was created. I give thanks for the body through which you express yourself in me. Divine oneness, God force, I give thanks for all that I've been, all that I am becoming, all that I will be by your grace and your guidance. I give thanks today for all those who came before me, paving the way that the gift of life could be mine. I give thanks to those who died in the middle passage, their spirit lives today, and the word that surrounds the world. I give thanks for those who chose to live, whose names are forgotten or unknown. I give thanks to those whose blood is alive today in my veins for their willingness to be an expression of your love and life. I thank you, Raymond Williams Jr., Raymond Williams Sr., Annie Williams Sr., Geneva Palmer, Daniel Palmer, and Betsy Hawkins, and the names of my bloodline ancestors that I may not know. I say Ashe and want to remember them. I ask you, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and friends, listening audience, to remember me in your spiritual minds. Protect me from harm and danger. Guide me to do what is good and honorable. Assist me and all members of our family, both living and deceased. I am in need of your assistance at all times to overcome my challenges with money, my businesses and health, and my dealings with other people and my mortal progress. Good spirits, carry my prayers with you to the feet of the Creator that I may forever be in grace. Guide me through my lessons gently and lovingly that I may be an instrument of evolution for us all. I thank you for your guidance. I thank you for your intercession in those matters that seem too big for me to handle on my own. Good spirits, fill my heart and mind with perfect peace and understanding. I thank you for bringing to my consciousness the perfect solution and the perfect way at the perfect time for the best of all who are involved. I thank the listening audience for allowing me to say that prayer and sharing it with you. And, of course, if you'd like a copy of that prayer, just text me, just start love. Text me on this number, 252-406-0774. I appreciate if you would text that half an hour after the show has finished. Before I bring on my wonderful guest, I've known this particular guest all of her life. And as a matter of fact, after the show, we're going to go to a beautiful place. And you've often heard me talk about Columbia, Maryland. No, I'm not going to Columbia, South Carolina. I'm not going to Columbia, South America. But I'm going right here, half an hour the road to Columbia, Maryland, which is just a beautiful, peaceful place. And I believe that James Rouse created that, was given the vision by the divine oneness to create a place for all people of all nationalities, creeds, and faiths, and people of all economic levels to be able to live in harmony and absolute beauty amongst the best of nature, the beautiful trees, the ponds, the lakes. And you just got to go out there. Just give me a call or text me, and I can take you on a tour out to Columbia, Maryland. I'll be more than glad to do that. But right now, you know, we're sitting here, and I got you waiting for my special guest that I've known all her life. And I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. She's a wonderful person. I've watched her grow. And I remember a few years back, she was in a program called Web, Women Entrepreneur of America. And she called me, and she said, "Sister Cynthia, look, hey, this is my sister, actually, real sister. I need some help. I need And that was a speech. I didn't volunteer myself to be valedictorian of my class. And y'all knew my sister, she was kind of shy. But anyway, and weeks went by, and we did not connect to make sure that the speech got done. She called me the night before, and I called her to check on the speech. I said, "Look, I know this is last minute, but what in the world are you doing for the speech tomorrow?" And she said, "I got it done. Do you want to hear it?" And I said, "Yeah, I got to hear this." And the speech was awesome. It left me literally in tears. The next day, she did a speech in front of an audience, maybe a couple of hundred people, and she didn't even use the paper. She just spoke from her heart and received a standing ovation. You know, we all have different types of things that God brings out of us. So today, I'm going to introduce to you my sister, my blood sister, the daughter of Raymond Williams and Raymond Williams Jr. and Mrs. Edith Williams. And we know each other all our life, right? Her name is Ms. Kim Williams. And I'm going to do some questions and answers. But first of all, I just want to introduce you to her and she's going to share with you her ministry. So I'm going to kind of ask her a couple of questions. Can you share with the listening audience what is the name of your ministry, and then in a second, and then go right into what is your purpose and kind of some things that kind of propels you to get started with this. So I'm going to hand the mic to you.
Good afternoon, listening audience. My name is Kim Williams again. The ministry is Love Truth. But you know, love comes from God, and the truth is divine truth we seek. My truth is in Jesus Christ. You can email me at mylovetruth.williams645@gmail.com. I would love to connect with you.
Okay. Well, Kim, I want to know, you know, we're sisters, and we're together a lot, but there are years when I've been in New Orleans and I've been in Rocky Mountain. What is the purpose of your ministry? What are some of the things that kind of got you going in this ministry? So just kind of give me that information, too. I know one time, I remember it was a Christmas or something, and you went out and about. Tell the people about that day and what prompted that. So it's kind of several different things I'm asking at one time.
What she asked is when I decided to make some gift bags to take out and give to the homeless. And my journey was interesting because you never know who may need something. You got to look at somebody and determine they have or have not. So me, my mom, my sister, daughter, my niece, they went and got in the car and drove around. First, I had to make a stop at the gas station. So my mom would say, but here go a young lady, my niece. I said, no, she don't need nothing. She okay. She was asking for something, but I couldn't, you know, I just thought she was just somebody just constantly words in my accent. So my mom said, we went down the road, downtown. My niece was talking about, it was always homeless people. And it was cold, icy winter day. We didn't see nobody at this location. My niece said, always be homeless people, you know, sitting around underneath the heating vents and stuff. The mom saw this guy walking up the street. She said, Simon, see, and just gave him a bag. And I did. And the man said, thank you, because he was trying to figure what was he going to have to eat, and he needed new shoes or whatever. And my gift bag, I had perishable and non-perishable goods. I had, you know, crackers, cake, tuna, stuff of that nature. And which all non-perishable gifts, actually, what I had. And I had socks, gloves, maybe two pairs. There were no items I put in the bag, figured to help somebody on their way. And also, in some bags, I had to put some couple dollars in there. But my whole idea is trying to be a blessing. And what I learned from that day is to never assume somebody have or have not, or when they ask that they don't, if they really need it or not. That's not our job. Our job is just be a blessing and give. If they truly need, they've been blessed. If they don't need, and they're just taking, so they probably maybe give to somebody, or maybe something in the bag can encourage them, because all of that encouragement was inside the bag. But either way, never judge anybody. Regardless of what kind of car they drive, the house they live in, or don't live in, you never know how you can bless that person with a smile, with a good morning, with a handshake, and maybe with a simple bag, with a couple of other items in it. It can make a difference. It can make them, it can make a worldly difference in a lot of folks' lives. And because, if for those of you who are believers and call on the name of Jesus, it is our job to, a part of our dedication to the faith or helping others, regardless what we have and have not, is to be a blessing. First, with a kindness, and when you give them a generous, loving heart.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I wanted to ask you a couple more questions. But in the meantime, I'm just going to take a second again. Let everybody know this is Home-Based Fitness 101. This is the Just Charles Love Show. And our main thrust here is to share different viewpoints on what is love. What is love and how can we, my question to you is, how can each individual on a daily basis do at least one thing? Let's say one thing for themselves, okay? One thing for whomever's in their household, and then let's take it outside and say once they step outside the house. So that would be like three different scenarios in a person's life, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The first thing for a person's self, so you can do anything for anybody. You got to love yourself. You got to take care of yourself. So that one thing, I say, be connected to God, because you can't do nothing without God. You can do all things through him that give you strength. And then you can help others, but you would do it in a loving heart. And to move yourself out the house, well, within your house, you got family members, if you have loved ones that live with you. Be kind. Be thoughtful. We have a listening ear. Not so quick to give an answer and not so quick to be judgmental, but just listen. It could be a child, love you at the lady trying to get your attention. Stop whatever you're doing, whatever you think is important. Oh, I got to rush up to work. Oh, I got to pay this bill. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. No. Stop and listen to that child. These days, it's very important to listen to your children, no matter how little they are and no matter how big they are. Take time for your loved one. When you leave it out, regardless if people speak to you or not, say good morning, say good afternoon, have a blessed day. Continue enjoying your day. Regardless if they say anything back to you, you still sit now a seed of love, peace, and joy. When you go to the supermarket, places where you exchange goods, say thanks for the service or give them a smile, tell them have a good, continue a good day. Even if you got bad service, still greet them and leave them with a positive, loving attitude. You never know what they'd be going through. Maybe they just got an attitude, but you constantly show love, it will hopefully would change them. We can't change. It's God, dude. God is the one who changes within us when a person sees. But if you be yourself, it's gonna work out.
Okay. Well, I know that you've had some different things that you've been giving out lately, because you too have a business that is in your ministry. You're trying to not only help people on the spiritual end and the physical end and the emotional end, but this is Home-Based Fitness 101, and there is the financial end. And we just wanted to reach out to anybody out there, any of the churches that are out there today, as well as anybody that is in need of improving their financial situation. Sister Kim has a gift that we've been giving out all month, and there are two ways of really connecting with her. I'm going to let her give both of those, the Voitex one as well as her surge. She's actually looking for people who are interested in becoming business partners, and that is in her business also. And, you know, when you have the finances, when you're a person that has a certain type of godly consciousness, you can really, 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 really bless others, create and build things, such as Mr. James Rouse built Columbia, the town of Columbia, which in my belief is it's just a beautiful place, and a lot of people are there doing beautiful things. So I'm going to let her give you, again, her email address, and she'll tell you. She'll tell you what each one is, the email, then she'll tell you when she's giving you the gift, which is a Voitex, and then one direct for her business. Okay, so let me let her share that with you now.
As I share this with you again, like I tell you, my prison with love truth is my mission. It's my purpose. So everything I do is because I want to walk that narrow road in love. And again, that narrow road for me is Jesus. So the business, the first one I'm going to give you is my direct site. It's www.surge365.com/purpose-driven-travel1. Again, it is www.surge365.com/purpose-driven-travel1. Again, www.surge365.com/purpose-driven-travel1. And the next one to get your blessing of $500 gift coupon to use now towards your travel for car rental and hotel stay, you go to www.myvortex365.com/MUGROUP. Again, it's www.myvortex365.com myvorotex365.com/mugroup. And I hope y'all enjoy these gifts. It's worthwhile. Have a blessing.
Okay, thank you very, very much. We'll be having Miss Kim Williams, which is my sister, my baby sister, I only have one sister, back on at another time. I may ask one more thing depending on if time allows. But you get the gist. This is the Jasari's Love Show. And again, this is all about love and Love Truth Ministries by Miss Kim Williams has been in existence for quite a while. And it's just about her everyday life of being able to be helpful and loving and giving to people. She's currently a caregiver for our mom, Mrs. Edith Williams, who's 89 years old. And she's just there to, you know, to be loving, to make sure my mom's meals are taken care of, to make sure the clothes and things are washed, the house is kept up, and that, you know, as also a person to keep her company. My mom loves music. She loves looking at television. She loves to dance. And that makes her happy. And the visits from her grandchildren and other family members makes her happy also. Okay. So make sure you have that information. Again, I'm going to give you the phone number so you can text me if you need to get more information from Love Truth Ministry. Just text me. Just always love that. And here it is, 252-406-0774. Okay, I want to go on to something else right now, and that's called a book that I picked up. You know, every now and then I try to give them a share book with them every week. And what I'm sharing with them is 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue. And I'm going to ask my sister if she has any books, maybe one book she wanted to tell the listeners about them, and you can go get that book, get the author and everything. But today I'm going to give you one called 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue. I picked this book up as I was going up and down the road up the other day. I went down to, up to Philly, then I went on down to Rocky Mountain, and I came back up. And I stopped at, I think it was actually one of the love sites, you know, where you love, the love rest, the rest area where you get your gas and go and your coffee and all that stuff, you know, that stuff. And I saw these nice cards and these journals and books, and this one grabbed my attention. 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue. What you say and don't say will improve your relationships. The author of this book, her name is Deborah Smith, and the last name is P-E-G-U-E-S. I think it's P-U-E-S. P-E-G-U-E-S. Please get this book. It was just $5.99 on the stand, sold by Choice Books. And it's things like, I can't believe I just said that. You know, it's things that people say, they can't believe they said it. And I remember my grandmother, rest her soul, Geneva Palmer, said to me one day, she says, what you say can cause harm. What you say can cause harm. And she probably told me that 25 years ago, and I'm still working on that. See, this is not about anybody being in perfection. This is really, really, really about working on our human selves to be as Christ-like as we could possibly be, or if you are Muslim, whatever your particular faith is, being the best of what that is. I know that Tina Turner studies Buddhism. I don't know if she's considered a Buddhist. But I do remember through the years, you know, she, but through her chance, she would study that, and it helped, she held fast to that. So whatever it is, you know, for you to hold fast to. I'm just going to read to you real quickly some of the content, the different chapters. I think she's got maybe 25, she's got 30 chapters. Real quick, the lying tongue, the flattering tongue, the manipulating tongue, the hasty tongue, the divisive tongue. I wonder if it's divisive people, okay? The argumentative tongue, the boasting tongue, the self-depreciating tongue, the slandering tongue, the gossiping tongue. That's just a few. And I'm going to go over a little bit more of these next week and encourage people to go out and buy this book. I just found it to be very insightful and helpful, and even breaking down how when we're talking and talking about things and expressing ourselves, there are a lot of things that we should think about not saying. We might think it, but we don't have to say it. Sometimes it's best to just wait I'm reminded that we've been given 2 ears and 1 mouth, which means we should be listening more and talking less. And so, and thinking, taking the time to think about what it is that we want to say. Do we absolutely need to say the things that we want to say? So go out and get this book. It's one of those things where you can read it in a day, but it's one of those things you keep with you. It's another little dictionary. This is a dictionary on taming your tongue. 30 days to tame your tongue. So over 500,000 copies have been sold. So there's a whole bunch of people out here who realize that we need to watch what we're saying. We need to watch what we're saying. It says right here, who hasn't sometimes struggled with saying the wrong thing at the wrong time? Certified behavior consultant Deborah Teggies knows how easily a slip of the tongue can cause problems in personal and business relationships. This is on the back of the book. That is why she has put together a 30-day devotional to help you tame that unruly member and turn it into a productive asset. With humor and a bit of refreshing sass, Deborah devotes chapters to learning how you can overcome the retaliating tongue, know-it-all tongue, belittling tongue, hasty tongue, gossiping tongue, and 25 more. Short stories, anecdotes, soul-searching questions, and scripturally-based personal affirmations combine to make each chapter tongue and life-changing. Deborah Smith Tegu is an experienced certified public accountant, a Bible teacher, a speaker, a certified behavior consultant, specialized in understanding personality, temperaments, and a writer. She and her husband, Darnell, they believe they live in California. It said something else, but the thing is blocking what I wanted to read. There's something here from the judge, Maybelline, from divorce court. The book is an invaluable guide packed with wisdom on thinking before you speak. Read it. Oh, that's what she says, to read this book. And I need to turn on some light here. 30 Days of Taming Your Tongue will revolutionize your life. That's by T. Bunny Wilson, author and speaker. And I don't know if my sister has a book for us to add on. Do you, Kim? You have a book?
Yeah,
okay, she's coming. I wish she come because we can't hear her in the other room. Got about a minute because we'll be off the air. Okay. So, again, the betraying tongue, the belittling tongue, the cynical tongue, the know-it-all tongue, the harsh tongue, the tactless tongue, the intimidating tongue, the rude tongue, the judgmental tongue, the self-absorbed tongue, the cursing tongue, oh, boy, the complaining tongue, the retaliating tongue, the accusing tongue, the discouraging tongue, the doubting tongue, the loquacious tongue, the indiscreet tongue, the silent tongue. Wow. Daily tongue evaluation, alternative uses of the tongue, arsenal of tongue. Okay, so I'll go more into that next week. I'm going to dip my sister Kim's take. She's got just 1 minute to give you this information. Actually, 1 minute.
Okay. Yes, Joe Osteen. Y'all probably seen him on TV. A wonderful minister. He had a, I went to the Nile Boy last year and I came across his tape. A DVD came in called Breakout. By Joe Osteen, is by breaking out your comfort zone to see things bigger, to increase productivity, to empower yourself to accomplish the goals and dreams you have in your life. It's a wonderful DVD series. I mean, if you can't go out and purchase it, go to your local library and ask them to buy it. It was a blessing to me. And you will enjoy it. Again, it's a beautiful book. It comes in a book form as well as DVD called Breakout by Joe Osteen.
Okay, we want to take this time to thank our wonderful guest, Ms. Kim Webb, which is my sister. Thank you, Kim. We'll do hugs and kisses and all that stuff. We're getting ready to go out to Columbia, Maryland, everybody. And again, make sure you have something positive in your day. My sister Kim gave you some tools, a great book to read, some activity to do so you can be loving in your for yourself, within your household, your physical household, and then once you step out the door, everywhere you go, to be more loving. I just share with you taming your tongue, as well as, you know, this, the beauty of doing what loving acts is what we're talking about. We're going to have some other guests coming on. I'm looking for a young lady named Ms. Monique Hall, Monica Hall, Conduit Healing. She does readings. She also does special healings. She teaches us to be more compatible with nature, as far as not just ignoring it or paying attention. But, you know, we're talking about that in the future. This is the Stars Love Show, and we thank you so much for being here. Look forward to seeing you again next Friday at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, peace, love, and harmony. Bye now.